Welcome back to the Marion County. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Larry Raleigh with the Marion County Farm Bureau. He's going to talk to us about Ag in the Classroom, a session that brings fourth graders from around the county into the Vermeer Global Pavilion to learn about various aspects of agriculture through a selection of agriculture education stations.
When the egg gets a little more fragile, it'll be able to peck through a lot easier. If the egg doesn't get fragile,
here at one of these stations, we hear fourth graders learning about how to care for chickens while looking at some chickens live in person.
So after that, they gotta leave an incubator for 12 hours. After that, I take them out of the incubator, put them in what they call a brooder.
Raleigh explains why Ag in the Classroom got started and why they've continued to put on the program for years to follow.
This is our Ag in the Classroom, which we hold every year in Pella at Vermeer Global Pavilion. All the fourth graders in Marion County are invited over, and we have nine different sessions of agriculture-related areas which we cover for the kids.
So how did this get started?
We used to have Ag in the Classroom earlier, and we actually had individuals that would go into the schools, into classroom, and take the animals and things in. It took so much time and was so involved, we decided to set aside one day and bring all of them here, and the Global Provision worked great, providing all the activities we need in the facilities.
So tell me about some of the stations that you have set up here.
The Iowa Soybean Association is here, and they are talking about soybeans and how they fit into your diet, and they work in the industry, how many people involved in the industry. The kids are able to take home a soybean seed planted, so they'll actually be able to grow their own soybeans. Ethanol trailer is here, and that shows them, basically shows them all the activities that corn is turned into, ethanol, all the byproducts, feed and everything. Then we also have the Lely Corporation is here promoting their milking equipment.
I imagine with all this equipment and setups here, it's pretty involving for the kids, maybe more than just a presentation or a PowerPoint or something would be.
Yes, this is more of a hands-on activity. They only have 15 minutes per station, and it is really very intense for the 15 minutes, and then they move on to another station, and they're able to climb through a combine, climb into tractors. We have livestock over there, a lamb and a sheep and also chickens and stuff, and so the veterinarian's here to cover animal health. We have farm safety is also covered. They have four-wheelers that can get on and sit on, or else they also have farm machinery here as far as rakes and balers and that too.
So why did the Farm Bureau want to do this? What made you guys want to, you know, teach kids about agriculture?
Well, now it used to be everybody had a relative that lived on the farm. All the people in town, their grandpa lived on a farm. They had a brother or a great-grandpa or whatever. But now people are so removed from the farm, they don't realize what happens. They think they go to the grocery store and that's where everything comes from. But this farmer's pure purpose is to inform them and educate them as to what's behind this grocery store. What is everything the product's made into? Iowa is one of the major agriculture industries is farming in Iowa. And we're just trying to inform the kids of what agriculture is. There's lots of opportunities in agriculture as far as job related to agriculture.
Do you find that when kids are done here, do they have an interest in going into agriculture themselves?
I think it opens their eyes. It opens a lot of their eyes. There's just immense opportunities in Iowa for agriculture-related fields. Some industry may not be agricultural, but these kids have a little bit of information about agriculture, it helps them in their positions in other industries.
So they see all this equipment, they may learn about engineering and how that goes into it. They work in some of those auxiliary fields.
That's correct. It'd be hard to design a combine if you didn't know what the combine did or what the farmer wants the combine to do.
Oh, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Quite welcome.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Larry Raleigh with the Marion County Farm Bureau about Ag in the Classroom. We've also heard from some of the education stations set up at Ag in the Classroom. Just a reminder, you can always find our Let's Talk and in-depth programs online at kniakrls.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.